for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Ordinary Epic contains depictions of fantasy violence, including combat, mortal harm, and bodily injury, as well as some cursing and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Ordinary...
Ordinary!
Like that.
Epic. Definitely epic.
Season one? One.
Season the first, episode the fifth.
Table talk.
During your third night's stay at the Tipsy Troglodyte, the courier at last arrives, bearing an important message from Kalis's mentor, the Archon Maerwin. Reading the scroll, you learn some troubling information about the two Godstaff pieces you've thus far...
I'm sorry, Athena.
It's okay.
I have to, just real quick.
Guys, pay very close attention. You're about to witness an extraordinary phenomenon heretofore only observed in the subject's natural cubicle-based habitat.
I hate you. Zach, my man! We have to stop meeting like this. Yes, absolutamundo. You'll have the paperwork first thing tomorrow. Pretty good applicants, right?
What in the...
Right?
Hey, I told you I find good ones for you, and you saw their landlord references.
I'm utterly horrified and yet can't look away.
All day, yes, every day, yes. Monday to Friday.
Weekends, too.
And that's why I'm IT, sort not... Did you just say weekends?
Some weekends?
And how exactly would you know that, Daniel?
No. What?
Don't you play coy with me, boy. Is it tomorrow, possible that you've witnessed our man, Marcus, taking work calls on the weekend because the two of you have been spending time together on those same weekends?
All right, Zach. See you first thing. Yeah, later.
What happened to you? What did I just see?
It's... You know, the business face, man.
No, I really don't.
Anyway, sorry, Athena.
It's okay. So,
wait, because Marcus and Daniel, were you not even listening?
Absolutamundo.
No, the other thing, Dom, stay on target. These two, behind our backs, under our very noses.
Oh, yeah, we've been hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just, you know, guy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Two dudes doing dude things.
And?
And it's been fun.
Has it?
Yes.
Yes. And perhaps we could eventually get to the game, or are we going to do whatever this is all night?
Honestly, I would much rather get to the bottom of this.
That's fine.
See, Athena is also into it.
She's not. She's being agreeable.
Whatever you guys want to do, really.
Let's just play. You can pull a Benedict and question me to death in the game.
I'm pleasantly surprised we're not calling that a thack.
Well, no, because a thack is when you have one point to make and club everyone over the head with it. Repeatedly.
Yeah.
A Benedict has more to do with making inane moral stands.
Come on, that was one time.
Twice? You also gave back the mayor's reward.
Oh, yeah. Well then, what's a Kalis?
A Kalis is very similar to a Dominic. One has to be very well versed in both to see the difference.
I should not have encouraged this. Let's play.
Ding, ding, ding. That's a Dominic. A Kalis is more... It would be beneficial to bow before my benevolence, you busty, beautiful alliteration.
What?
Same imperiousness, more whimsical approach.
I'm... not going to take your bait. Let us play. Then you'll see my whimsy.
Okay. So we're ready now?
Yes!
Yes. Sorry again.
I'm ready, but I haven't forgotten you two.
Okay, where was I?
You learn some troubling information about the two Godstaff pieces you've thus far collected. According to the Archon, when united with the...
I'm so sorry. I have to. Vinny! Hey! Hey, you got my email, right?
It's okay.
All right, okay, Daniel.
So Emo, what a gossip you've become. Best. Let the boys hang out or whatever in peace.
It's not gossip. It's right now, okay? Wholehearted, unconditional support and enthusiasm, but with the one condition that they tell me everything.
Oh my God, do they really have to tell you everything?
That's the definition of unconditional.
It is not
don't get into it. Just like you're trying to get into everything with them.
Daniel, I just support you. And that's all I think.
It's okay.
Yes, and I will. Of course. Yes, of course. Sounds great, Vinny. Talk to you tomorrow.
So, Daniel, what's up with Marcus working weekends, huh?
Today is a Thursday.
But you do work weekends.
Lately, yeah. I mean, you know how busy it is over there.
I asked Daniel.
He takes calls. Some weekends?
And a lot of evenings, as you've all realized by now.
Daniel! Must be kind of frustrating, huh? Kind of difficult to do dude things when one dude has to keep taking phone calls?
I don't care about this even a little, and I really don't like all this table talk.
To answer your question, I think work has gotten crazy. I finally figured out what I'm doing, and now I don't have time to breathe. It's bad, folks.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
You'll still have time for our game nights, I hope.
Of course he will! Right? I swear to the first dark-tentacled Elder One who answers my call that I'll see you fired from this job before you start skipping game night.
Don't go making unholy packs just yet. I'll make it work. I just have to... multitask. I gotta take this. Daniel, tell them your big news. Fran, hello. How are you?
Daniel? Yes?
What big news?
It's not so big news. Well, it is big, but it isn't news. It isn't news yet. It's too big to decide, and that's why it isn't news. So if I never decide, then it will never be news. So never mind.
Daniel, I know I've been kind of awful tonight.
Just tonight? Really?
But I get carried away when I'm this excited for my friends, and I'm so excited about this. I think it's great, and I hope you know that we love and support you unconditionally, no matter
I've been accepted to a very prestigious medical school 300 miles away.
Oh, Hell no! Yes,
that's really that wonderful, page. Daniel!
Yeah, wonderful.
No, it's not! Page, I mean, it should be there, yes, right? Of course it is.
No, no, I
but 300 miles away? 30th, are you.
I said third.
Would you Fran, Skype you into game turn, nights?
I could try.
No,
you better
no,
try.
It's okay.
When do you have
it's
to make okay, a decision?
Okay. No worries, Fran. Happy to help. Okie doke. Bye bye. Soon. Real soon, right?
Too soon. I need to respond in 2 weeks, and I haven't even told my parents I've been accepted. They'll die of excitement, obviously, but is it even what I want? It's exciting, I guess. I don't know that I don't want it, but it's hard to separate my own feelings from what I know they've always wanted me to, but oh God, is everyone staring at me?
All I have to do is not say anything and he'll just keep talking. I can't believe I didn't figure this out months ago. See? It's me. The problem has always been me. Dom. The problem has always been me. Hello. That was some mighty fine low-hanging fruit you missed. What's going on in there?
Nothing, obviously. Are we playing now?
Please, yes. Thanks for trying to help, but it's something I have to figure out on my own.
But if you ever do want to talk about it...
Thanks, Marcus.
Of course, man.
Okay, well, whatever is going on with you two, I just want you to know that I ship it so hard. That's all.
Noted.
Okay, so should I...
Please?
Yes. You're sure this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Athena.
Okay. Having read his mentor's missive, Kalis prepares to share with the rest of you what he's learned and what implications it may have for your impossible quest.
Go on, then.
Yes, well, she had several things to say.
Goodness, not all at once.
Chief among them that were in great danger, evidently. Nothing new there.
Pointy ears drunk or something?
Drunk. Yes, wouldn't that be nice?
Kalis?
The message said that we... Well, the god staff pieces. We should... I don't know what's wrong.
Is it something I said?
No. What do you mean?
That upset you, or...
I'm not upset. I don't get upset.
You never get upset.
Oh, being upset is a weaker mind's response to one situation being, in some way, a disappointment, which simply cannot occur if one has deliberately structured one's life in such a way that...
It's okay, man.
As I was saying, I have... One can simply code out the design flaws in one's life. How can you be upset if you're never disappointed? How can you be disappointed if you've never expected the impossible?
Dom?
I might also have to leave.
You might have to leave? You mean like just tonight, or...
I regret this already. I don't want to do a whole talking thing.
Heaven forfend!
You know what I mean. A tiresome...
Yeah.
Sharing your feelings and getting support sort of thing?
Yes, that.
Oh, sounds awful.
For once, it seems we agree.
If you don't want to talk about it, Dom, we don't have to.
Gosh, thanks, new guy. What a relief.
New guy. Bringing back the classics.
I'm sorry, Marcus.
Huh?
Wow.
What? Okay, something is definitely wrong. This is not the Dom we know and know. What is going on? You don't have to talk feelings, just the facts, man. Why might you have to leave?
I've been sitting here listening to your problems. And, well, they're ridiculous, frankly. Marcus is so employed that he can't have all of the fun he wants. What a shame.
Hey, that's not exactly
everyone,
how it is.
Just steel yourselves against the pain. Bite on something if it helps. This is the only way...
Never mind. If Athena kept her table in order, we wouldn't be talking about this at all.
What do you mean by that, Dominic?
Athena, steal. Pain is weakness leaving your body.
I mean that this sort of table talk is the antithesis of good gaming. It's termites in your floorboard. It's corrosion. It's rot.
And you think I should...
Shut it down! I would. I've tried, but this isn't my game. It's yours, and you might try acting like it.
I see. Thank you, Dominic.
We're so close, guys. Just hold on a little longer.
I'm really not trying to insult everyone. I'm just... being myself, I guess. That's a Dominic, by the way. It's when you alienate everyone because you...
Was there something I said, Dom?
No, it's who you are, Daniel. You're 20-nothing and so talented and supported? Your parents wanted you to be a doctor? How awful! My parents hate me no matter what I do or don't do. They don't want me to be a doctor. They never imagined anything in particular for me except that I would fail. And then they hate me for failing. I'm going to have to move back in with them.
Dom, no. Why?
I haven't been able to find a real job for months now. And my savings are almost gone.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
So at least Marcus has a job. And Daniel has a bright future ahead of him, away from his parents. Whether or not that particular bright future is the exact one he wants. When I move back, it'll be back to them. That house. And it will be because I failed.
Is there anything we can do? You can crash on my couch for a little while if you want.
But thank you. I think we should... Let's just play the game while we still can.
You know what? Let's not.
Huh? What?
No.
I like table talk. It's what separates friendly gamers from friends who also game. And we're friends, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
Well, not
no,
if...
I'm not going to give you a chance to Dominic that. We are friends. Sometimes we can just hang out, right?
As Daniel and Marcus have already demonstrated, we don't always need to play a game to spend time together.
So, we're not going to play tonight?
Screw it! Let's just hang out and talk. Who's with me?
Huh. Well, I'm down.
Me too.
I'm about to agree with Emo for the second time tonight. I guess something really is wrong. Okay, let's just talk.
Awesome. And Athena, I assume you're down with this. Athena.
Yeah, that's okay.
You sure?
No.
I'm really sorry about all
I
the
don't
phone...
feel that the rest of you respect me.
Athena, of course
I'm
we...
I'm talking now, Emo.
Sorry.
Sometimes I look around this table at a group of people I invited to an evening I planned of an adventure I wrote, and I feel like a spectator. I feel sometimes like the least relevant person here, like I finally got to sit at the popular kids' table, but just sit. How can that be? I paid for this table. I own it. Or I thought I did. I didn't think I also had to control it.
Athena, I didn't...
Yes, you did. And maybe you were right. I had a really great game planned tonight, and...
I'm just gonna turn this... I'm really sorry. Please keep talking.
Doesn't matter. I'm really glad you were all able to share important things tonight. Marcus, this was a new job for you, and now you're thriving in it just a few months later. That's incredible. Daniel, whatever you choose to do, I just know you're going to be great at it. You've blossomed so much, even in the short time I've known you. Dominic, I'm really sorry you might have to move back home. That's terrible, but you don't need anyone to tell you what a smart and resourceful person you are. It might be bad, but please believe that it won't be for long. And Emo, I think I've seen every possible side of you except empathy for your friends, and tonight I saw even that. The four of you astound me. But you take me for granted. Everyone always has. And for a long time I thought I was okay with that. But I'm not. If I don't put myself first, my needs, why should anyone else? So I need to start learning how to do that.
What are you saying?
Next week will be our last game.
The Ordinary Epic was created by Brandon M. Kroos and brought to life by executive producer Jordan Stillman, technical producer Brad Smith, composer Tiven Weinstock, graphic designer Haley Thurrett, and visual designer Sangjin Lee, with additional music and music editing by Bradley Jordan and audio by Matthew Lightbound. Season 1, Episode 5, Table Talk, was directed by Stephanie LeBolt and features the voice talents of Rachel Bellman as Emo and Thack, Caitlin Gerdrum as Athena, Brandon Green as Marcus and Benedict, Michael Hizamoto as Daniel and Merrick, and Elliot Purcell as Dominic and Kalis. Extra special thanks to production assistants Neil Johnson, Liz Schultz, and Matt Kramer. Check out theordinaryepic.com for bonus content, original artwork, and to join our listener community. Season 1 of The Ordinary Epic is made possible in part by a grant from Neil Marsh of Eternity Cove Productions. The Ordinary Epic is copyright 2019, Close to Home Productions, LLC. Thank you so, so much for listening. This first season of The Ordinary Epic concludes in 2 weeks with episode 6, Amends. We'll see you then.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air. I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.